This lesson is brought to you by the Tagalog word salamisim. 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 Salamisim is spelled as S-A-L-A-M-I-S-I-M. It means a bittersweet memory. What's your salamisim? Could it be a happy moment with the one that got away? Or that time you could run before that accident happened. Whatever that may be, remember that you could only look back, take a deep breath, and move forward with a faint smile on your face. Again, that's salamisim. Recording live from my apartment along a really busy road in Quezon City, Philippines, this is Go Filipino. Kumusta? Welcome to Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. I said previously that something new will debut after lesson 6, but I didn't anticipate how wide of a scope this lesson about markers is, which is why this episode is the final stretch about these small but really important nuggets of words in Tagalog language. And a special episode will debut a week after this, I hope. But first, please follow us at GoFilipinoPod on Twitter and Facebook. Also, please show your love wherever you listen to this podcast. If you're on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, or Pocket Cast, please subscribe and, if possible, leave a 5-star review. If you're on Spotify, TuneIn, or Podbean, please tap the follow or favorite button. If it's on Radio Public, please share this episode to your social media. Or if you're using Overcast, tap the star button to recommend this episode to your friends. You also need to disable the smart speed and voice boost functions to avoid unnecessary skips. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my Patreon for early access to all ad-free episodes and future exclusive content among other perks. Check out Patreon, that's patreon.com/GoFilipinoPod for details on how to support this podcast for as little as $1. Alright, time to grab your pen and paper. We'll begin this lesson after the break. Welcome to our new segment called Go Filipino Recommends, where we put the spotlight on stuff that would complement your Filipino experience. This week, it's Asian American, proudly inauthentic recipes from the Philippines to Brooklyn by Dale Talde. Born in Chicago to Filipino parents, Dale Talde grew up both steeped in his family's culinary heritage and infatuated with American fast food. Today, his dual identity is etched on the menu at Talde in Jersey City, where he reimagines iconic Asian dishes, imbuing them with Americana while doubling down on the culinary fireworks that made them popular in the first place. Now, in his first cookbook, Dale shares the recipes that have made him known in the culinary world, all told in his inimitable voice. While some chefs would cook food meant to transport you to northern Thailand or Sichuan province, Dale's food is meant to remind you that you're home. Asian American, proudly inauthentic recipes from the Philippines to Brooklyn, is available in hardcover and digital on Apple iBooks and Amazon. Just click your preferred link at the episode description or on our Twitter at GoFilipinoPod and check out what GoFilipino recommends. Welcome back to Go Filipino. We've already tackled the first two functions of sa, particularly as an indicator for location and direction. The third function of sa is that it introduces the beneficiary of an action, like it is meant for someone or for something, but they're not identified by name. In this function, sa is always preceded by para. 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 Para is spelled as P-A-R-A, so it becomes para sa. Para sa. Para sa. For example, bumili si Kuya Rem ng laruan para sa anak niya. Bumili si Kuya Rem ng laruan para sa anak niya. Bumili si Kuya Rem ng laruan para sa anak niya. It means, Big Brother Rem bought a toy for his child. Word for word, it's bumili si Kuya Rem ng laruan para sa anak niya. Bumili si Kuya Rem ng laruan para sa anak niya. Bumili si Kuya Rem ng laruan para sa anak niya. The first word is bumili. 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 Bumili is spelled as B-U-M-I-L-I. It means bought, meaning the process of buying has happened. And then we have C. 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 C is spelled as S-I. It is the focus marker that points to the name of the central figure, who is Kuya Rem. Kuya Rem. Kuya Rem. Kuya is spelled as capital K-U-Y-A. It literally means big brother, whose name is Rem, capital R-E-M. Kuya is a title for one's older brother, which means the speaker is a younger sibling of Rem. Take note that in family titles like Kuya Rem, Ate Trina, Nanay Olivia, and Tatay Ross, they all begin with capital letters. Up next is Nang. 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 Nang is the direct object marker or the recipient of the action, which is laruan. 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 Laruan is spelled as L-A-R-U-A-N. It means toy. The next word is para. 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 Para is spelled as P-A-R-A. It means for, F-O-R. And then it is followed by sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. It is the beneficiary marker, indicating the action is done for the benefit of anak. 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 Anak is spelled as A-N-A-K. It means child, but more like a son or a daughter. On its own, anak is genderless, after which it's niya. 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 Niya is spelled as N-I-Y-A. It means his, but since Tagalog pronouns are genderless, niya can also be used as her. Again, the sentence is, bumili si Kuya Rem ng laruan para sa anak niya. Last but not the least, sa marks a specific day, date, or season in the future. It does not, however, mark a specific time on a clock, like 8 o'clock p.m. You would need a different particle for that, which we'll discuss in a future lesson. For example, may date si Joseph sa Biyernes. My date si Joseph sa Biyernes. My date si Joseph sa Biyernes. It means Joseph has a date on Friday. Word for word, it's my date si Joseph sa Biyernes. My date si Joseph sa Biyernes. My date si Joseph sa Biyernes. The first word is may. 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 May is spelled as M-A-Y. It means there is. Up next is date. 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 Date is spelled as D-A-T-E, like the English word date. This sentence is an example of code switching, wherein we can seamlessly switch between English and Tagalog. And then we have C. 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 C is spelled as S-I. It is the marker that indicates the name of the person who is the focus of the sentence, who also serves as the actor of the verb, who is Joseph. The next word is sa. 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 It is the future time marker, which shows that the action will take place on Viernes. 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 Viernes is spelled as B-I-Y-E-R-N-E-S. It means Friday. I believe we got that from Spanish. Again, the sentence is, my date si Joseph sa Viernes. We'll talk more about locative markers after this break. Hey guys, another way of supporting this podcast is through awesome advertisers, but we need to make sure these ads are perfect for you. In order to do so, we need to learn a little more about you. Just visit bit.ly/GoFilipinoSurvey and answer a quick anonymous survey that shows advertisers how amazing our listeners are. Again, that's bit.ly/GoFilipinoSurvey. Maraming salamat. We're back at Go Filipino. The last two locative markers are kai and kina. Kai, kina. Kai, kina. These markers have similar functions with sa. These markers have similar functions with sa, such as marking locations, directions, and beneficiary. With kai, introducing a single person, while kina is for multiple people. Kai is spelled as K-A-Y, and kina is spelled as K-I-N-A. An example of using kai as a location marker is, naroon kay Chris ang pagkain mo. Naroon kay Chris ang pagkain mo. Naroon kay Chris ang pagkain mo. It means, your food is with Chris. Word for word, it's naroon, kai, Chris, ang pagkain mo. Naroon kay Chris ang pagkain mo. Naroon kay Chris ang pagkain mo. The first word is naroon. 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 Naroon is spelled as N-A-R-O-O-N. It means there, indicating that the focus is not located here, but there. Up next is kai. 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 Kai is spelled as K-A-Y. It is the location marker that points the focus to Chris. And then we have ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, indicating the central figure of this sentence is with Chris, which is pagkain. 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 Pagkain is spelled as P-A-G-K-A-I-N. It means food. The focus of this sentence, which is for mo, mo, mo. Mo is spelled as M-O. It means your. Again, the sentence is, naroon kay Chris ang pagkain mo. Using kina as a location marker would yield a sentence like, narito kina Raja ang mga sapatos ninyo. Narito kina Raja ang mga sapatos ninyo. Narito kina Raja ang mga sapatos ninyo. It means, your shoes are at Raja's place. Word for word, it's narito kina Raja ang mga sapatos ninyo. Narito kina Raja ang mga sapatos ninyo. Narito kina Raja ang mga sapatos ninyo. The first word is narito. 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 Narito is spelled as N-A-R-I-T-O. It means here, indicating that the focus of the sentence is located here or at least near the speaker. And then we have kina. 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 Kina is spelled as K-I-N-A. It is the location marker that points the focus to Raja's place. You might be wondering, why just a single name for kina? Shouldn't that be Kai? Kina Raja means the focus is located where Raja lives. By Tagalog logic, Raja's place is also where his relatives reside, even though he lives alone, which is why kina is used instead of Kai. Up next is ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker, meaning the central figure of the sentence is located in Raja's place. Up next is mga. 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 Mga is spelled as M-G-A. It is the plural marker for the next word, which is sapatos. 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 Sapatos is spelled as S-A-P-A-T-O-S. It means shoes, as in a pair of shoes. In this sentence, mga sapatos indicate multiple pairs of shoes. Lastly, we have ninyo. 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 Ninyo is spelled as N. I-N-Y-O. It means your, but in plural form. Again, the sentence is, narito kina Raja ang mga sapatos ninyo. Kai and kina also indicate direction or some kind of movement towards or away from someone. Remember, it introduces names of people involved in the sentence. For example, nagtanong ako kay Eva. Nagtanong ako kay Eva. Nagtanong ako kay Eva. It means, I asked a question to Eva. Word for word, it's nagtanong ako kay Eva. Nagtanong ako kay Eva. Nagtanong ako kay Eva. The first word is nagtanong. 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 Nagtanong is spelled as N-A-G-T-A-N-O-N-G. It means asked, as in the action of asking a question has been committed. After which we have ako. 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 Spelled as A-K-O, it means I, in focus form. After that, it's Kai. 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 Kai is spelled as K-A-Y. It is the location marker indicating that the act of asking a question is directed towards Eva. Again, the sentence is, nagtanong ako kay Eva. An example of kina as a direction marker is tumakbo siya mula kina Telma at Luis. Tumakbo siya mula kina Telma at Luis. Tumakbo siya mula kina Telma at Luis. It means he or she ran away from Telma and Luis. Word for word, it's tumakbo siya mula kina Telma at Luis. Tumakbo siya mula kina Telma at Luis. Tumakbo siya mula kina Thelma at Luis. The first word is tumakbo. 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 Tumakbo is spelled as T-U-M-A-K-B-O. It means ran, as in the process of running has been accomplished. After which we have sha. 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 Sha is spelled as S-I-Y-A. It means he or she. Remember, Tagalog pronouns are genderless. We will discuss about pronouns in a future lesson. And then we have mula. 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 Mula is spelled as M-U-L-A. It means from, indicating the act of running was committed away from the people referred after mula. The next word is kina. 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 Kina is spelled as K-I-N-A. It is the directional marker, indicating that the act of running happened from where the two people were standing, namely Thelma at Luis. Take note that the two names are connected by at. 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 At is spelled as A-T. It means and, as in Thelma at Luis. Thelma and Luis. Again, the sentence is tumakbo siya mula kina Thelma at Luis. We will continue the lesson after the break. We're back at Go Filipino. The last function of kai and kina is that they work as beneficiary markers, introducing the name of person or names of people who benefit from the action stated in the sentence. Like the beneficial function of sa, the word para is placed before kai and kina. So they become para kai to mark a single name and para kina for multiple names or concept of multiple people. For example, nagsaing ako para kay Tita Sylvia. Nagsaing ako para kay Tita Sylvia. Nagsaing ako para kay Tita Sylvia. It means, I cooked rice for Aunt Sylvia. Word for word, it's nagsaing ako para kay Tita Sylvia. Nagsaing ako para kay Tita Sylvia. Nagsaing ako para kay Tita Sylvia. The first word is nagsaing. 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 Nagsaing is spelled as N-A-G-S-A-I-N-G. It means cooked rice, as in the act of cooking rice has been committed. Remember, if you cooked a meal, it's called nagluto. But if you cooked rice, it's nagsaing. The next word is ako. 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 Ako is spelled as A-K-O. It means I in focus form. The next word is para. 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 Para is spelled as P-A-R-A. It means for, followed by kai. 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 Kai is the beneficiary marker, indicating that the act of cooking rice is for this person, who is Tita Sylvia. Tita Sylvia. Tita Sylvia. So, Tita is spelled as T-I-T-A. Tita means aunt, using it as a family title for Sylvia. So, it's literally Aunt Sylvia. Again, the sentence is, nagsaing ako para kay Tita Sylvia. Another example is, nagbake ako ng cake para kina Tyler at Ben. Nag-bake ako ng cake para kina Tyler at Ben. Nag-bake ako ng cake para kina Tyler at Ben. It means, I baked a cake for Tyler and Ben. Word for word, it's nag-bake ako ng cake para kina Tyler at Ben. Nag-bake ako ng cake para kina Tyler at Ben. Nag-bake ako ng cake para kina Tyler at Ben. The first word is nag-bake. 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 Nag-bake is spelled as N-A-G hyphen B-A-K-E. It means baked. The act of baking has finished. This is another example of code switching, or what we call Taglish, wherein we pick up foreign words, mostly English, and apply our native grammar in it. The next word is ako. 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 Ako, spelled as A-K-O. It means I, in focus form. Up next, we have nang. 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 Nang is spelled as N-G. It is the direct object marker, referring to cake. Up next, we have para. 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 Para is spelled as P-A-R-A. It means for, followed by kina. 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 Kina is spelled as K-I-N-A. It is the beneficiary marker, which introduces multiple names. In this case, it's Tyler at Ben. Tyler at Ben. Tyler at Ben. It literally means Tyler and Ben, with at linking the two names together. Again, the sentence is, nag-bake ako ng cake para kina Tyler at Ben. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's recap what we have learned. The two remaining functions of sa are to indicate the beneficiary of the sentence's action and to indicate a future time period. Meanwhile, kai and kina are used to introduce the names of people involved in the location, direction, or beneficiary within a sentence. Don't forget to share this podcast to a friend or family member who might want to learn more about Tagalog, one of the most beautiful languages in Asia. I leave you now with a Tagalog proverb. Sa taong walang takot, walang mataas na bakod. Sa taong walang takot, walang mataas na bakod. Sa taong walang takot, walang mataas na bakod. It means, to a fearless person, no fence is too high. Word for word, it's sa taong walang takot, walang mataas na bakod. Sa taong walang takot, walang mataas na bakod. Again, sa taong walang takot, walang mataas na bakod. Until next time, paalam, bye-bye! This has been Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows.